and for prospective hires to list as a strength. Some have gone so far as to be proud of their supposed skill at it and have adopted it as a way of life. But it's actually a way of lie. For the truth is, multitasking is neither efficient nor effective. In the world of results, it will fail you every time.
As Steve Uzell said, multitasking is merely the opportunity to screw up more than one thing at a time.
When you try to do two things at once, you either can't or won't do either well. If you think multitasking is an effective way to get more done, you've got it backward. It's an effective way to get less done.
Monkey mind.
The concept of humans doing more than one thing at a time has been studied by psychologists since the 1920s. But the term multitasking didn't arrive on the scene until the 1960s. It was used to describe computers, not people. Back then, 10 megahertz was apparently so mind-bogglingly fast that a whole new word was needed to describe a computer's ability to quickly perform many tasks. In retrospect, they probably made a poor choice, for the expression multitasking is inherently deceptive. Multitasking is about multiple tasks alternately sharing one resource, the CPU. But in time, the context was flipped, and it became interpreted to mean multiple tasks being done simultaneously by one resource, that is, a person. It was a clever turn of phrase that's misleading, for even computers can process only one piece of code at a time. When they multitask, they switch back and forth, alternating their attention until both tasks are done. The speed with which computers tackle multiple tasks feeds the illusion that everything happens at the same time. So comparing computers to humans can be confusing. People can actually do two or more things at once, such as walk and talk or chew gum and read a map. But like computers, what we can't do is focus on two things at once. Our attention bounces back and forth. This is fine for computers, but it has serious repercussions in humans. Two airliners are cleared to land on the same runway. A patient is given the wrong medicine. A toddler is left unattended in the bathtub. What all these potential tragedies share is that people are trying to do too many things at once and forget to do something they should do. It's strange, but somehow, over time, the image of the modern human has become one of a multitasker. We think we can, so we think we should. Kids studying while texting, listening to music, or watching television. Adults driving while talking on the phone, eating, applying makeup, or even shaving. Doing something in one room while talking to someone in the next. Smartphones in hands before napkins hit laps. It's not that we have too little time to do all the things we need to do. It's that we feel the need to do too many things in the time we have. So we double and triple up in the hope of getting everything done. And then there's work. The modern office is a carnival of distracting, multitasking demands. While you diligently try to complete a project, someone has a coughing fit in a nearby cubicle and asks if you have a lozenge. The office paging system continually calls out messages that anyone within earshot of an intercom hears. You're alerted around the clock to new emails arriving in your inbox, while your social media news feed keeps trying to catch your eye, and your cell phone intermittently vibrates on the desk to the tune of a new text. A stack of unopened mail and piles of unfinished work sit within sight as people keep swinging by your desk all day to ask you questions. Distraction, disturbance, disruption. Staying on task is exhausting. Researchers estimate that workers are interrupted every 11 minutes and then spend almost a third of their day recovering from these distractions. And yet, amid all of this, we still assume we can rise above it and do what has to be done within our deadlines. But we're fooling ourselves. Multitasking is a scam. Poet laureate Billy Collins summed it up well when he said, "We call it multitasking, which makes it sound like an ability to do lots and lots of things at the same time. A Buddhist would call this monkey mind. We think we're mastering multitasking, but we're just driving ourselves bananas.
Juggling is an illusion.
We come by it naturally, with an average of 4,000 thoughts a day flying in and flying out of our heads. It's easy to see why we try to multitask. If a change in thought every 14 seconds is an invitation to change direction, then it's rather obvious we're continually tempted to try to do too much at once. While doing one thing, we're only seconds away from thinking of something else we could do. Moreover, history suggests that our continued existence may have required that human beings evolve to be able to oversee multiple tasks at the same time. Our ancestors wouldn't have lasted long if they couldn't scan for predators while gathering berries, tanning hides, or just idling by the fire after a hard day of hunting. The pull to juggle more than one task at a time is not only at the core of how we're wired, but was most likely a necessity for survival. But juggling isn't multitasking. Juggling is an illusion. To the casual observer, a juggler is juggling three balls at once. In reality, the balls are being independently caught and thrown in rapid succession. Catch, toss, catch, toss, catch, toss. One ball at a time. It's what researchers refer to as task switching. When you switch from one task to another, voluntarily or not, two things happen. The first is nearly instantaneous. You decide to switch. The second is less predictable. You have to activate the rules for whatever you're about to do. Online at theonething.com, Figure 6 illustrates the differences between an interrupted workflow and a focused workflow, showing that multitasking doesn't save time, but rather wastes time. Switching between two simple tasks, like watching television and folding clothes, is quick and relatively painless. However, if you're working on a spreadsheet and a coworker pops into your office to discuss a business problem, the relative complexity of those tasks makes it impossible to easily jump back and forth. It always takes some time to start a new task and restart the one you quit, and there's no guarantee that you'll ever pick up exactly where you left off. There is a price for this. The cost, in terms of extra time from having to task switch, depends on how complex or simple the tasks are, reports researcher Dr. David Meyer. He says, it can range from time increases of 25% or less for simple tasks to well over 100% or more for very complicated tasks. Task switching exacts a cost few realize they're even paying.
Brain channels.
So what's happening when we're actually doing two things at once? It's simple. We've separated them. Our brain has channels. And as a result, we are able to process different kinds of data in different parts of our brain. This is why you can talk and walk at the same time. There's no channel interference, but here's the catch. You're not really focused on both activities. One is happening in the foreground and the other in the background. If you were trying to talk a passenger through landing a DC-10, you'd stop walking. Likewise, if you were walking across a gorge on a rope bridge, you'd likely stop talking. You can do two things at once, but you can't focus effectively on two things at once. Even my dog Max knows this. When I get caught up with a basketball game on TV, he gives me a good nudge. Apparently, background scratches can be pretty unsatisfying. Many think that because their body is functioning without their conscious direction, they're multitasking. This is true, but not the way they mean it. A lot of our physical actions, like breathing, are being directed from a different part of our brain than where focus comes from. As a result, there's no channel conflict. We're right when we say something is front and center, or top of mind, because that's where focus occurs, in the prefrontal cortex. When you focus, it's like shining a spotlight on what matters. You can actually give attention to two things, but that's what's called divided attention. And make no mistake,